The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Muddyman Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Cheer Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the holiday break is officially over, and while all of the men's hockey teams have played a few games right before or after, in the case of the Wesleyan University Cardinals, the New Year's holiday, this is the week following the break where the games begin to count again for playoff seedings as we return to conference play. Good evening, everyone, from the historic Spurrier Snyder Rink on the campus of Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you tonight as we bring you men's NESCAC hockey action featuring the Cardinals of Wesleyan University and the Middlebury College Panthers. Want to thank you for joining us tonight as conference play resumes, as we bring you a game that should prove to be an exciting one. One team, the Cardinals, looking to maintain their top spot in the conference, while their opponents, the Panthers, looking to gain ground and move up from the fourth spot that they currently hold in the NESCAC standings. Out of all the rinks that we have a privilege of broadcasting from, this one, the Spurrier Snyder Rink, is probably one of my favorites because it has got such a hockey feel here, built back in the 1970s. When you are in the Wesleyan barn, you feel like you're really going to be enjoying a great hockey game. This facility recently underwent a major renovation, and in terms of broadcasting a game, this is one of my favorite places to do it from. And so for the Panthers, this is their fifth road game of the season. They enter tonight at 5-4-1 overall, good for fourth place in the standings. They've got a conference record of 3-2-1. The Panthers are 2-2-0 on the road, 3-2-1 at home. And for the Cardinals, they enter the game as the conference's number one ranked team at 4-3-1 overall. They've got a conference record of 3-0-1. They're 1-2-1 at home and have a 2-1-0 record on the road. Now, in terms of conference standings, keep in mind that the placements are based on win percentage, not points. So even though that there's a team like the Williams College Eafs, who may have more wins, and they are at 4-1-1 right now, it is the win percentage that determines the standings, not the points. So in terms of tonight's game, we've got two talented teams. One wants to put some distance between itself and their division rivals. The other wants to gain ground and make a leap in the standings. As for which team will accomplish its goal, we'll have to wait and see how it shakes out on the ice once the puck drops in about 21 minutes. And when we come back, we'll talk about what these two teams did last week and what the Panthers and Cardinals did last season when they got together. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, There's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Spurrier Snyder Rink on the campus of Wesleyan University. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. I'm Bruce Zeman. Happy to be spending Friday night with you talking about one of my favorite subjects, hockey. NESCAC Conference Hockey is back, and that is after the New Year's holiday break. And tonight, the Panthers and Cardinals getting ready to tangle here in Middletown, Connecticut. The Panthers going 1-1 last weekend in the 2018 Middlebury Holiday Classic Tournament that took place at home. The Panthers played a strong first game, highlighted by 28 saves from goaltender Adam Wisko as they got by the Johnson and Wales University Wildcats 3-2. They played a good game. Michael Fahey, Matt Danner, and Owen Powers hit the twine for Middlebury. For Fahey, it was his eighth goal of the season. For Danner, he picked up his second goal of the year. And the highlight goal of the game was Owen Powers scoring his fourth of the season, banging home a rebound at 7:15 of the third period to help the Panthers advance to the championship game against the Hobart College Statesmen on Saturday afternoon. The Panthers took on the Statesmen in the championship game the following day, and although Wisko had another great game, he made 28 saves, the Panthers could not solve Hobart and their hot goaltender, Andrew Connell, who stopped all 15 shots he faced as the Statesmen won the game 3-0 and took home the hardware, winning the tournament championship. Now, as for the Cardinals, they played earlier this week on Wednesday night and won in a big way, throwing the hammer down on the Anna Maria Amcats, a first-year program. They won that game 9-1 on the road. Walker Harris, who we saw tonight, had a hat trick and added an assist. He had 4 points, while Andy Espinoza, who we will also see tonight, had 4 helpers in the rout. Freshman netminder Mateo Esposito picked up his first collegiate win, stopping 23 of the 24 AMCAT shots. Now, last season, these two teams played twice, the first time in Middlebury on January 6th in a game won by the Cardinals 6-1. Vincent Lima had 2 goals in the win, while goalie Tim Sestak, who we will see tonight for Westland, stopped 28 of 29 shots that he faced. Now, for the Panthers, Alex Heinrich scored his first collegiate goal, while goaltenders Brian Ketchabaugh and Stephen Klein combined to stop 35 of 41 shots in the loss. In Game 2, which took place February 2nd here at the Spurrier-Snyder Rink, the Panthers played a lot better, but unfortunately, they also came out with a loss. The Cardinals jumped out to a 2-0 lead on a second-period goal by Sean Ross. Matthew Zandi also adding one in the second stanza before Brett Dineen got Middlebury on the board with his first collegiate goal at 8 minutes of the third period, cutting the lead in half. But that would be as close as the Panthers would get, as Wesleyan added a third-period tally to win the game 3-1 and take the season series 2-0. Tim Sestak was again in net for Wesleyan, stopping 16 of 17 shots in the victory, while Brian Ketchabaugh and Stephen Klein again both saw action for Middlebury, combining to stop 37 of 40 shots on goal. The Panthers come into this game in fourth place in the NESCAC, while the Cardinals are at the top of the standings. Both teams definitely use a win, but as we've seen in the NESCAC over the last few years, anything can happen when teams play. That's why we play the games. But one thing is for sure, these are two very talented teams, and we should have a very good game tonight. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats, the keys for today's game, and the starting lineups. You're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One in Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK. I want to welcome you back to the Spurrier Snyder Rink on the campus of Wesleyan University. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you. This is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. NESCAC play resumes tonight as the Panthers get ready to tangle with their conference rivals, the Wesleyan University Cardinals. Middlebury coming into this game off a 3-0 loss to the Hobart College Statesmen in the 2018 Middlebury Holiday Classic Championship last weekend, while the Cardinals return to the ice after pounding the AmCats of Anna Maria on Wednesday night, 9-1, for their fourth win of the season. Time right now to take a look at a few stats and the keys for tonight's game. First, for the home team, the Wesleyan University Cardinals, they come into the game tonight at 4-3-1 overall. They're 3-0-1 in the conference, good for first place. They're a team that scores about 2.75 goals per game, 2.71, and they give up exactly the same, 2.71. Their power play, 5-for-32 on the season at 15.6%. Their penalty kill is pretty good, 19-for-23 at 82.6%. They take 30.9 shots per game, and they don't give up many, 26 even shots against per game. Interestingly, they are a better team on the road. They're 2-1 on the road and 1-2-1 at home. And the keys tonight for Wesleyan, number one, find a way to generate some offense. The Cardinals are not a team with one big go-to scorer. In fact, their top five scorers, Walker Harris, Sean Ross, Tyler Wyatt, Chad Malinowski, and Andy Espinoza, have a combined 21 points. If you compare that with the Panthers' top five, who have a collective 41 points, the Cardinals appear to be outgunned. For the Cardinals to win this game, they need to generate some scoring against a Panther team that has been getting contributions from everyone. Now, for the Panthers, who come into this game at 5-4-1 overall, they are 3-2-1 in the conference, good for fourth place. Their goals per game, three. That's what they score per game, three goals per game. Their goals against, 2.60. Their power play at 13.8%, 4-for-29 on the season. Their penalty kill, 36-of-48, 75%. They take 31.1 shots per game. They give up 31.8 per game. Their home record is 3-2-1. Their road record, 2-2-0. Number one key for the Panthers to win this game is get healthy. For the last 2 weeks, the Panthers have been banged up. That is an understatement. There have been players with the flu, others with injuries, and that has forced the Middlebury coaching staff to juggle lines. Earlier in the year, we saw the emergence of the Emac Bentley, Michael Fahey, and Camille Tkachuk line, which was quickly becoming one of the best lines in the conference. For the Panthers, that line is back together tonight, and that is really a good thing. When Bentley went out of the lineup, it hurt the team. In the last game against Hobart, Brendan Dawson left the game with an injury, and he is not in the lineup tonight. And for the Panthers, we'll see how that affects them. Dawson, probably one of the best defensemen in the conference. And in a perfect world, however, the Panthers will eventually get healthy and get their lines back together. They're a much better team when they've got all the players in the lineup. Right now, time to take a look at the starting lineup. First, for the home team, the Wesleyan University Cardinals, starting in goal, from Darien, Connecticut, number 38, junior Tim Sestak. On defense, on the left side, from San Diego, California, number 23, senior Sean Ross. On the right side, from Mount Kisco, New York, number 22, sophomore Matthew Zandi. And up front, at left wing, from Summit, New Jersey, number 27, senior Vincent Lima. On the right side, from Abington, Pennsylvania, number 28, senior Andy Enza. And at center, from Boulder, Colorado, number 10, junior Walker Harris. Now the starting lineup for the Middlebury College Panthers. Starting in goal, number 1, freshman Adam Wisco from Peterborough, Ontario. on defense on the left side from Darien, Connecticut. Number 18, freshman Brett Pastor on the right side from Fishers, Indiana. Number 68, senior Spencer Cage. And up front, number 37, freshman Zach Shapiro. On the right side, number 22, freshman Tyler Capello. And at center, number 9, junior Owen Powers. We're going to take a break right here when we come back. Game action. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
There's always something new to discover at Village Gifts. Stop in and check out the latest toys, games, and jewelry, including Scruffalo's, Twisty Pets, Jumanji Game, and Squishmallows. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
First period under action underway here from the Spurrier Snyder Rink on the campus of Wesleyan University. Bruce Eamon with you as we bring you Hockey Night in Middlebury slash on the road. Things just underway here from the Spurrier Snyder Rink. The faceoff was Jocelyn against Tyler Wyatt. The Panthers skating from left to right. The Cardinals right to left. Faceoff won by Jocelyn. As we get underway here in the first period, puck sent into the Middlebury zone. It's taken by Brett Pastor. Sends it around the boards to his partner, Ryan Ash. Dumped into the Wesleyan zone where it's taken off the boards by Sean Ross. Taken away by Charlie Parsons. Parsons can't get in line or inside the zone. Cam Peritz sending it into the Middlebury zone. It is in the left corner. Tyler Cobrin holding the puck against the boards behind goaltender Adam Wisco for the Panthers. Panthers wearing their road blue jerseys with the white numbers. The Cardinals in their home whites with black and red stripes, very reminiscent of the Chicago Blackhawks home uniforms. And we have a whistle here, 17:08 left to go in the first period. Scoreless between Wesleyan and Middlebury, and we've got a penalty that has been assessed to the Cardinals' number 21, Tyler Cobrin. We'll get the official call on that in just a second. So Middlebury going on the power play. It's Bentley, Fahey, and Kachuk taken away by Chad Malinowski for Wesley and dumped into the Middlebury zone where it's taken back behind the middle, taken by the Middlebury defense, and they get set up, and here they come. Fahey bringing it up, sends it cross ice. He was looking for Alex Heinrichs. A shot from Jimmy McKee. It goes wide. McKee with it, holding it in the zone. A nice play to keep it in the zone. Tyler Wyatt trying to get it out, and he finally succeeds, sending it down. Wisco coming out to play it. 16-15 left to go, first period. Scoreless. The Panthers on a power play. Deep in the Middlebury defensive zone. It's taken by McKee, who will hold on as the Panthers get set up here. Owen Powers wins the faceoff, dumps it into the Wesleyan zone behind the net, behind goaltender Tim Sestak. Sends it around where Mitch Allen has it. Tries to send it around, and it comes all the way out. Spencer Cage racing back to chase it. And the Panthers will have to set up again. 25 seconds left to go in the penalty to Tyler Cobran. 15-25 left to go in a scoreless first period. The puck deep in the Middlebury zone. The Panthers having a tough time getting it out. And they finally bring it out. Mitch Allen brings it out, dumps it into the Wesleyan defensive zone. And the penalty to Cobran is over. Middlebury 0-for-1 on the power play. And now Wesleyan trying to get things set up here. Chris White, the senior defenseman from Poughkeepsie, sending it across to his first line center, Walker Harris. A shot into the Middlebury zone. A shot by Harris. Save Wisco. And it comes out, taken in neutral ice by Quincy Gregg for the Cardinals. Gregg bringing it up, sending a pass up to Vinny Lima. Vincent Lima dumps it in to the zone where it's taken now by Luke Babcock. Babcock still with it. Loses it. And John Scala for the Panthers able to send it out of the zone. Dumped back in by Wesley and taken by Heinrichs behind the net. A long pass to Connor Breen. Dumped back into the Middlebury defensive zone by Dan Sorabella. Here come the Panthers. Tkachuk racing up along the right side boards. He goes down. Malinowski with it. A long pass to number 26, Hunter Veneer. Over the line. And Wesleyan is offsides. 13:49 left to go, first period. Middlebury and Wesleyan scoreless. Here from the Spurrier Snyder Rink. Bruce Eamon with you. Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Tyler Capello taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Taking it against Tyler Wyatt. Won by Wyatt, and he dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Here come the Panthers. Capello bringing it out. Dumping it now into the Wesleyan zone in the lower right corner. Jocelyn racing into the left corner. He's met by Chris White. White and Malinowski for the Cardinals. Matched up against Michael Fahey and Tyler Capello right now. Wesleyan bringing the puck out now into neutral ice. Taken by Spencer Fox. The Cardinals' second line of Spencer Fox, Tyler Wyatt, and Tyler Levine out there right now, dumping it into the Middlebury defensive zone. And Jimmy McKee sending it up off the boards and out. Taken by Emac Bentley. Bentley in the right circle, centering it in front, broken up by the Wesleyan defense. A nice play to prevent a scoring chance there. Spencer Fox, a long pass down into the Middlebury defensive zone. Matthew Zandi with it, loses it to Matt Danner. Danner with a shot, save by Sestak. Matt Danner getting some wood on that shot. Tim Sestak making a big save there down in the butterfly. 12:39 left to play, first period, scoreless between the Panthers and Cardinals. NESCAC hockey action here on WVTK. The faceoff will be to the left of goaltender Tim Sestak. Sestak with three saves so far this period. Wisco with four. Danner in the faceoff circle against Cam Peritz. Peritz, excuse me. Won by Peritz. Taken by Mike Yablong. He brings it in. Sends it over to Jordan Rose. Rose into the Middlebury zone, the left corner. He's pestered by Cage. Puck comes out in front, back to the point. A shot from Yablong, saved by Wisco. It's back behind the net. Sent it to the left corner by the Panthers. Charlie Parsons now along the boards, trying to get it out. For the Panthers, it's the line of Parsons, Jocelyn, Allen out there. Spencer Cage and Brett Pastor. The Panthers now getting a change here. We're going to change of forwards. Zach Shapiro racing into the right corner, but the Panthers have iced the puck, and so it will come back into the Middlebury defensive zone. 11:44 left to play first period. Scoreless between the Panthers and Cardinals. Face off to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco, who's made 5 saves so far this period. Dan Sorabella taking the face off against Michael Fahey. Won by Sorabella, but it comes back into the Wesleyan defensive zone. Taken by Heinrichs, who skates over the blue line, can't keep it in, comes back out. Driven back in by Breen, Sestak out to play it. Leaving it for Malinowski, who sends it along the boards to Sorabella. Hunter Veneer, Dan Sorabella, and Luke Babcock out for the Cardinals. Taken by Danny Tai, a shot saved by Sestak. Danny Tai, and Joe Pacini out there for Middlebury as Sestak will hold on to that one. Sestak with his 4th save of the period so far. 11:08 left to go in the first. Face off to the left of Sestak. Danny Tai taking the face off for Middlebury and winning it against Tyler Wyatt. Back to Michael Fahey with a shot that Sestak saves and sends into the left corner, the far side corner. Tkachuk now battling back behind the net with Zandi. And Zandi able to get it and skate it out of the zone. Zandi dumping it in. Walker Harris behind the Middlebury net for Wesleyan. Comes off the boards and out. Driven back in by Sean Ross. And the Panthers have to chase. Breen back behind his net. He loses it along the wall to Walker Harris. Harris with a shot. Saved by Wisco. He had Lima there as well. Lima with it behind the net. Trying to center it. Back to the point. A shot from Yablong. Just wide. And it's back behind the Middlebury net where Connor Breen trying to get it out. And he loses that to Wyatt. Middlebury having a tough time getting it out of here. And Breen finally does get it out. But it's sent right back in. Fahey with it now for the Panthers behind Wisco. Over to Alex Heinrichs. Heinrichs off the boards to Fahey once again. And finally, no, the Panthers are not able to get it out. Driven back in again by Westlin with good pressure here. Breen back behind Wisco. Pass to Heinrichs. Up to Jocelyn. Taken by Tyler Levine. Levine in the left circle in the left corner now. Tyler Wyatt with him and Spencer Fox back behind the Panther net. As we're down to 9:20 left to go in the first period. Back to the point. Drew Pitcher on the left side, sending it into the left corner to Wyatt, who's held along the boards. He's met by Jimmy McKee, who sends it out of the zone. And Drew Pitcher for the Cardinals chases it and sends it through neutral ice, dumping it into the Panther zone. It's quickly sent out and sent back in. Zach Shapiro had a stick on it, neutralized, but sent back in. And they are going to say that the Cardinals were offsides there. 8:55 left to go first period. Middlebury and Wesleyan scoreless from the Spurrier Snyder Rink here on the campus of Wesleyan University. The faceoff is going to be Mitch Allen against Cam Peritz, won by Allen. And it is dumped into the Wesleyan zone. Jocelyn now in the left corner. Jocelyn met by Zandi back behind the net. It is Shapiro battling with Peritz. Peritz off the boards, losing it. Driven back in by the Panthers. Ross now back to play it. He loses the puck to Mitch Allen, and it's taken from him by Jordan Rose. Rose trying to bring it out, and he finally succeeds as Zandy brings it out and dumps it in on the right side. Sent around the boards. It comes up and out of the zone. Shapiro dumps it in as the Panthers will change here. The puck bouncing around the Westland defensive zone. A shot by Danner. Turnover in front. Sestak with a big save. Peritz sending it off the boards, and we have a whistle here. And this faceoff will come back into the Wesleyan zone. 7:52 left to go. First period, scoreless between Wesleyan and Middlebury. Five shots on goal for Wesleyan, six for the Cardinals. The faceoff to the right of Sestak, who's made a couple of big saves in this period. Danny Tai chased out of the faceoff circle, replaced by Michael Fahey. Dan Sorabella taking the faceoff for Wesleyan. Won by Sorabella. Nice faceoff win. Comes cross ice into the left corner, taken by Hunter Veneer. Skates around. Veneer off the boards, looking for Sorabella. Puck bouncing around neutral ice. Luke Babcock sends it back to Yablong. Cross to Quincy Gregg. Puck still in the neutral zone. Near side boards. Squirts out. Back to Yablong. Over to Gregg. Gregg up and out of the zone. To Babcock. Bringing it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Right in front of the Middlebury bench. Trying to get it in deep. But a nice play by Connor Breen to bring that out. Over the blue line. A shot. And that deflected off a Cardinal stick. Up and out of the rink. So we will get a stoppage there. 7:09 left to play first period. Middlebury and Wesleyan scoreless. Hockey night on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, very happy to be with you. Love talking hockey. Love bringing in the Middlebury games. And we've got a good one tonight. Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Walker Harris. Won by Harris, though, into the far side corner. Back behind Sestak, where it's taken by Malinowski. One of the captains for the Cardinals sends it around behind the boards. Taken by Harris. Harris loses it to Danner, who tries to bring it in and does. He's got Alex Lee with him. A backhand save, Sestak. And they hold on. And Danner having a little discussion there with Vincent Lima, exchanging pleasantries after the whistle. Two good hockey players playing hard. Nothing wrong with that. Sestak with a nice save, his seventh of the period. The face-off to his left, it's going to be Tyler Capello taking it against Walker Harris. Capello winning the face-off. It comes back to the point. Danny Tai with a shot. It's taken out by Lima. Lima has a two-on-one. Had a two-on-one with Zandy, broken up by the Panther defense. We will have a whistle here. 6:28 left to play first period. Scoreless from the Spurrier Snyder rink here at Wesleyan University. Tyler Wyatt taking the faceoff against Mitch Allen. Won by Wyatt, back to the point. It's loose in front. Taken by Zach Shapiro. Puck comes up along the boards, and Matthew Zandy trying to make a Derek Jeter-like play, but not able to do that as it squirts into the Middlebury bench. And we'll have a face-off there. 6:18 left to go in the period. Seven shots on goal for the Panthers, six for the Cardinals. Allen again taking the face-off against Wyatt. Won by Allen and dumped into the Wesleyan zone, where Zandy quickly sends it out. The Panthers' Spencer Cage drives it back in. And Sean Ross for Wesleyan setting it up behind his goaltender as the clock ticks to 5:52 left to go in the first period. Ross with a long pass into the Middlebury zone. He was looking for Wyatt in the left corner. Now back behind the net is number 19, Tyler Levine. Levine loses it as it's taken by Powers, but Powers cannot control it as Wyatt drives it back in. The Panthers finally able to get it out, although it's taken again by Wyatt. Over to Yablong, who has it and dumps it into the Middlebury zone, bouncing in the left corner. Spencer Cage off the boards. He was looking for Camille Tkachuk. He cannot hold on to it. It bounces all the way back down into the Wesleyan defensive zone. Yablong behind his netminder, getting the play set up here. The Panthers juggling their lines a little bit here. It's Tkachuk, Fahey with Heinrichs. Tkachuk along the boards to Michael Fahey. Fahey's got a streaking Heinrichs. Centers it in front, and a save by Sestak. Tim Sestak taking that right in his trapper there and holding on. 4:46 left to go first period. Middlebury and Wesleyan scoreless. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Tim Sestak. It is going to be Michael Fahey taking that faceoff against Dan Sorabella for the Cardinals. The referee getting everybody squared up. One by Sorabella. He's done a pretty good job tonight on faceoffs. And Chris White behind his goaltender. Over to Malinowski, who skies it out down deep into the Middlebury defensive zone. I think the Panthers got a break there with that icing. But it will come all the way back down. And we'll do it again. Danner will be taking the faceoff of the Panthers. A pair of... Danner now out of the faceoff circle. It is going to be Dan Sorabella again. Taking it against... And it was Danner. Okay, so Sorabella wins it. Comes back to the right point. Bouncing around and cleared out by White. Down into the Middlebury defensive zone. As we're down to 4:10 left to go in the first period. Connor Breen setting up behind Wisco. Sending it to Alex Heinrichs. The Cardinals doing a good job forechecking in this game. Having a time clogging up the neutral zone here. The puck just over the blue line in the Cardinals defensive zone. Taken by Danner. Danner between the circles. Sean Ross with a defensive play on him to get it out into neutral ice. Breen with it again. Puck squirts back to number 26, Hunter Vanier. However, the Panthers, Charlie Parsons dumps it back in. Wesleyan getting set up here. Walker Harris bringing it through the neutral zone, dumping it into the Panthers zone. Taken by Jimmy McKee. McKee over to Capello, who cannot get it out. Tyler Wyatt unable to keep it in. Here they come again, though. Espinosa bringing it into the right corner. He's got Lima and Harris with him. Puck sent around the boards and out into the Cardinals' defensive zone. A shot from Bentley goes wide. The Cardinals bringing it back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Walker Harris racing in, but they are offsides. 2:29 left to go in the first period. Scoreless, Wesleyan and Middlebury. 8 shots on goal for the Panthers, 6. For the Cardinals, the faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. It is going to be Tyler Wyatt taking it against Owen Powers. Won by Powers. It's dumped to the Wesleyan defensive zone. Malinowski around the boards. Taken by Shapiro in the left corner. He's walled by White. And here comes Wesleyan. Fox, Wyatt, and Levine. With Malinowski and White for the Cardinals. Back to Fox at the point. A shot that goes wide. And it is taken by Wyatt, who keeps it in. This time a shot by number 22, Zandi, who had pinched in from the right point. And we've got a penalty. A slashing call here. There's a broken piece of lumber. And we'll see who this one is against. It is a slashing call against the Panthers, Owen Powers. So Powers will be going to the box. 4 Wesley, and this is their first power play of the game. The Panthers 0-for-1 on their one opportunity. On the year, Wesley in 5-for-32, 15.6%. The faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. And it is a slashing call to Powers. Coming at 18:38 of the first period. So Walker Harris with the faceoff win dumped into the zone. Tyler Wyatt has it. Back to Malinowski between the circles. He sends a cross rink pass to Spencer Fox. Fox at the top of the right circle. Shot that one just wide. As we're down to 1 minute left to go in the period. Malinowski back in the Cardinals defensive zone. Sent up to Wyatt, who brings it in. Along the boards, it is Harris. Back to Malinowski at the top of the left point. Harris with it again. A cross ring pass back to Malinowski with a drive. Saved by Wisco with the big right leg pad. Harris at the left point, sending it in. It's now taken in the right corner by Spencer Fox. Back to the point. Over to the left point now. Harris manning the left point. And Zandi at the right point. And Zandi with a nice job of keeping a bouncing puck in. Harris brings it in closer. Shot, save Wisco. Back behind the net. It is loose in front. Now in the right circle. Up and out of the zone. Zandi was not able to hold that in. Driven back in by Zandi, and that is going to do it for the first period. Scoreless after the first 20. When we come back, we will recap the first period. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Spurrier Snyder Rink here on the campus of Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is the Panther Hockey Intermission Report. Bruce Eamon, happy to be with you, bringing you hockey action as the NESCAC conference play returns. After non-conference play last week, the Panthers and Cardinals scoreless after the first 20 minutes of play. Nine shots on goal for Wesley in that period, eight for the Panthers. Two penalties in that period. At 2:52 of the first period, Tyler Cobrin, a two-minute minor for slashing for Wesley, and Middlebury did not score on that. And then at 18:21 of the period, Owen Powers called for slashing. And so Wesleyan, a minute 39 into their first power play of the game, they have not been able to score either. So they will start the second period of play with 21 seconds on their first power play opportunity of the game. The Panthers and Cardinals really taking some shots, a lot of them from the outside in that first period, but again, both goaltenders, Adam Wisko for Middlebury and Tim Sestak, both playing well. Again, Wesleyan with nine shots on goal in the period, Middlebury with eight, and nothing yet on the scoreboard. When we come back, we will take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. Scoreless, Middlebury and Wesleyan at the end of 20 minutes. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
There's always something new to discover at Village Gifts. Stop in and check out the latest toys, games, and jewelry, including Scruffalo's, Twisty Pets, Jumanji Game, and Squishmallows. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steal third, yield to pedestrians. It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Middlebury and the Wesleyan University Cardinals scoreless after the first period. Bruce Eamon with you on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Hope you're enjoying your Friday evening as we bring you NESCAC Conference Hockey action here from Middletown, Connecticut. The Panthers on the road this weekend taking on Wesleyan tonight and then tomorrow at 4 o'clock. They will be up in Hartford taking on the Trinity College Bantams in a weekend series now that the NESCAC hockey action has returned. Last week, many of the teams with non-conference games, but this weekend, the conference hockey resuming and the games that really matter in terms of playoff seedings. So a lot of teams in action. Tonight, we'll get to that in a minute. 9 shots on goal for Wesley in that period, 8 for the Panthers, and for Middlebury, Michael Fahey with 2 shots on goal in that period. Matt Danner with 3. Camille Kachuk with 1. Danny Tai with 1. And Jimmy McKee also registering a shot. For the Cardinals, Walker Harris with 1 shot on goal. Tyler Wyatt, Mike DeBlong with also picking up 1. Andy Espinoza and Chad Malinowski with 2. And Quincy Gregg and Luke Babcock also getting on the score sheet, taking 1 shot each. It's time right now to take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard. Bunch of games that are going on tonight, including one non-conference game, which is a final. Earlier today, UMass Boston, the Beacons, beating the Tufts University Jumbos 3-1. That game down in Boston, another final from earlier today. Williams, the Eaves, beating the Trinity College Bantams 5-0. Of course, the Bantams, the team that the Panthers will play tomorrow. Some games that are underway right now at the end of the first period. Bowdoin and Amherst are scoreless. Hamilton leading Colby 1-0. That game at Hamilton. And the other game tonight, which is non-conference, Conn College taking on the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals in Plattsburgh at the Ronald B. Stafford Ice Arena. Another nice place to witness or watch a hockey game, rather. Right now, we will take a peek at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. And there is only one game that is underway right now. The Pittsburgh Penguins and the Winnipeg Jets scoreless. 5:59 left to go in the first period. Some of the other games tonight. The Nashville Predators taking on the Detroit Red Wings. Detroit is the home team there. The Columbus Blue Jackets taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. The Washington Capitals visiting the Dallas Stars. That game at 8 o'clock. Games are at 9 o'clock. The Rangers taking on the Colorado Avalanche. The Devils visiting the Coyotes in Arizona. And the late game, the Vegas Golden Knights visiting the Anaheim Ducks. Right now, scoreless, though, between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Wesleyan University Cardinals. No score at the end of 20 minutes of play. When we come back, we will preview second period action with the score after 1. Middlebury, 0, and the Cardinals, 0. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Spurrier Snyder Rink here on the campus of Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Eamon with you between periods 1 and 2 here at the Spurrier Snyder Rink. No score after 20 minutes of play. 9 shots on goal for the Panthers, 8 for the Cardinals. And in that first period, both goaltenders, Tim Stestak for the Cardinals and Adam Wisko for the Panthers, playing very well. Both teams getting a power play, and at the end of the first period, Owen Powers called for a slashing minor at 18:39 of the first period. And so, as we get ready to start period number 2, we do have 21 seconds left in a carryover penalty. So 21 seconds with fresh ice, and we'll see if the Cardinals are able to do anything this period. The Panthers will be skating from right to left, the Cardinals from left to right. And again, the Panthers in their road blue uniforms, which I love, with the big white M in the middle and white numbers. And the Cardinals in their home whites, very reminiscent of the vintage Chicago Blackhawks jerseys with black and red stripes. We are just about ready to go. Period 2 action underway here from the Spurrier Snyder Rink. It is going to be Mitch Allen taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Walker Harris, dumped into the Middlebury zone. Spencer Cage racing with Allen right now into the Wesleyan zone in the right corner. Cage loses the puck. It's taken by Harris, who has got a streaking Lima with him. A shot saved by Wisko. That shot coming from Sean Ross. Comes around the net, taken by Spencer Cage behind his netminder and up and out. That penalty is over. Both teams now 0-for-1. Middlebury coming into the zone. Tkachuk with a shot into the American flag, and that is offsides. So the faceoff should come outside the Wesleyan zone. The red faceoff dot just outside the blue line. Capello lining up against Tyler Wyatt. One by Capello, back to Alex Lee. Lita McKee drives it in around the boards, around the wall, near side corner. Malinowski lets it go as he was hoping it would come out. Malinowski, a long pass over to Wyatt in the right corner. He's looking to center it in front. He was looking for Levine, broken up by the Panthers' defense. Taken again by Levine, who is in the left corner now, centering it to Fox. Back to the point, where Malinowski does a nice job keeping it in, dumping it in the corner. Levine with it again. Taken by Fox in the near side corner. Back to Malinowski at the point. Lee trying to get it out, not able to do so. Levine with it for Wesleyan. Still with it, centering it in front. Shot safe. Wisko, and they score. Off the rebound. Wesleyan banging it home. And it is 1-0 Cardinals. That goal at 1:36 of the second period, an even strength goal, giving Wesleyan the lead. Wesleyan bringing the puck in, lots of pressure, and able to put that one home. And again, that coming at 1:36 of the second period. It is 1-0 Wesleyan. Cam Parise taking the faceoff against Danny Tai. Won by Tai, and the Panthers come up. That goal, Fox from Wyatt and Levine, giving Wesleyan a 1-0 lead in this game. Face-off again to the right of Sestak. It's going to be Parise against Tai, and it's won by Parise. Although it comes back into the Wesleyan zone around the boards, where it's taken by Tyler Cobran and sent back in by Charlie Parsons. Sestak leaving it, or coming out to play it rather, looking for Cobran. They send it all the way down, and that will be an icing. The Wesleyan goal, Fox, his first of the year, assisted by Tyler Levine and Tyler Wyatt. The goal coming at 1:36 of the second period. Face off to the right of Sestak. Players lining up here. Trying to get the numbers here. We have a difficult vantage point here. It's going to be Cam Parise taking it for Wesleyan. Against Danner, I believe. Hard to see the numbers here, and I apologize for that. One by Parise. And it comes back on Sestak, who will hold on. And we will get a face-off. 16:47 left to play, second period. 1-0 Wesleyan. The Cardinals' Spencer Fox getting his first goal of the year at 1:36 to give them their first, or to score the first goal of the game. Luke Babcock taking the face-off against Michael Fahey. It is won by Fahey, and he's able to keep it in the zone. He circles and dumps it in for Yablong. Yablong for the Cardinals takes it. Puck now neutralized. Jimmy McKee bringing it in. He's got Alex Lee with him. And Fahey leading the attack. A shot saved by Sestak. He comes back into the far side corner. And a pinching Spencer Cage will keep it in. Able to get the puck over to Babcock is Yablong. And it comes into the Middlebury zone around the boards. Babcock in the near side corner looking for someone to pass it to. Goes to center it in front. He was looking for Hunter Vanier. It's Hunter Vanier, Dan Sorabella, and Luke Babcock, the Cardinals' fourth line out there for them offensively. Camille Tkachuk, one of the Panthers' captains, with the puck, dumping it into the Wesleyan zone. And Chad Malinowski getting set up behind his netminder, sending it across to his defense partner, Chris White. And Malinowski with it again as they get set up. He sends a pass over to Walker Harris. Harris brings it in. Broken up by Fahey off the boards. And Malinowski can't keep it in. Zach Shapiro racing in on Chris White, who sends it out. Panthers have to get onside. Dumped back in by Fahey. The puck comes out in front. However, it's taken by Vincent Lima. Brings it up to Harris. Harris in the right circle. Nice play by Connor Breen to keep him away from Wisco. And here come the Panthers. Zach Shapiro with Owen Powers. And a turnover. A shot saved by Wisco. A turnover in the Middlebury defensive zone. And Sean Ross getting a shot off that Wisco made a save on. And now some extracurriculars behind the net after the play. We'll see if anything comes out of this. Vincent Lima exchanging pleasantries with one of the Panthers, and nothing will come out as the referees will let the boys play. All right, this face off to the left of goaltender Adam Wisko. It is going to be Tyler Wyatt taking the face off against Mitch Allen. Face off won by Allen and taken by Brett Pastor. Pastor looking to get it up to Jocelyn. And the puck bouncing around the Wesleyan defensive zone. And here they come. They've got a two-on-one. It's Tyler Wyatt with a shot. He had Spencer Fox with him, saved by Wisko. Wyatt now in the far side corner, looking to get that to Tyler Levine. Fox has it now back to the point. He's got it to Zandy, who drives it around. Far side corner, Lee able to dump it out. He was looking for Jocelyn, and the puck bouncing around the neutral zone. Jocelyn drives it into the west zone, where it is taken by Zandy, and here they come. It is Levine with a shot and a save by Wisko. Tyler Levine getting a nice shot off there, and Adam Wisko making a nice save. 13:54 left to play, second period, 1-0 Wesleyan. Spencer Fox getting his first of the season. Tyler Wyatt and Tyler Levine getting the assist at 1:36 of the second period. So far in the game, 16 shots for Wesleyan, 12 for the Panthers. The faceoff to the right of Wisko. It's going to be Cam Parise. Cam Parise lining up against Tyler Capello, I believe. Now, that's a blue 22. Won by Capello into the near side corner, taken by Jimmy McKee around. And brought into the Wesleyan zone, looking to center it, broken up by the Cardinals. Capello drives it back in. Shapiro in the far side corner. He is walled off by Greg. Powers in the left corner. Over to Shapiro. Shapiro behind the net. Behind Sestak, looking for someone to center it to. It is broken up by Wesleyan and sent around. A long pass out of the zone. Nice play by Emac Bentley to send it in. The Panthers changing here. Wesleyan trying to get it out, and here they come. Jordan Rose racing into the right corner. Taken by Joey Pacini, who drives it into the Wesleyan zone. Sent back out by Chris White. Sent back in by the Panthers. Malinowski behind his goaltender Sestak. Now in the far side corner, trying to get it out. Pacini with it still. Loses the puck. Puck still bouncing around the Wesleyan defensive zone as we're down to 12:20 left to play in the second period. 1-0 Wesleyan. Dan Sorabella bringing it around his net, sending it off the boards and out. Danny Tye driving it back in. Danner racing in to see if he can keep it in there. He's not able to do that. Sorabella with the puck in neutral ice. And Babcock trying to bring it in, but knocked out by the Panthers' defense. And the puck bouncing around the Middlebury defensive zone, and we will have an icing. And so the puck will come all the way back down into the Wesleyan Cardinals' defensive zone. 11:56 left to go. Second period, one goal in this game. It came at 1:36 of the second period. Spencer Fox from Tyler Wyatt and Tyler Levine, some hard work in front. Fox banging home the rebound to give the Wesleyan Cardinals a 1-0 lead. The faceoff to the left of Sestak. It is going to be Michael Fahey taking that faceoff against Parise and winning it. A shot by Brett Pastor off the shoulder into the netting, and so we will do it again. 11:40 left to play second period. Mitch Allen taking the faceoff this time against Tyler Wyatt to the right, to the left of Sestak. Wyatt winning the faceoff, but it comes all the way around and out. Spencer Cage back to get it for Middlebury, leaving it for, he was looking for Allen. A shot saved by Wisco. Turnover in the zone right in front of Wisco, making a big save. And here come the Panthers. A long pass by Allen to Kachuk that the Wesleyan defense breaks up and sends out of the zone into neutral ice. Back in the Middlebury zone, it is taken by Pastor, who sends it up and out to Kachuk. Andy Espinosa over to Walker Harris. Harris with a shot from the left circle, blocked by Pastor. Back to the point. Yablong with a drive. That one is blocked by the Panthers. Camille Kachuk. Puck driven back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Cage with it. And a long pass that was too far for anyone, and so we will have an icing there. 10:34 left to play. Second period, 1-0 Wesleyan. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This faceoff back in the Middlebury zone to the right of Adam Wisco. It is going to be Tyler Wyatt taking the faceoff against Michael Fahey. Back to the point. Shot saved by Wisco. Chris White with a blast from the left point. Wisco making yet another save. Shot number 8 this period for the Cardinals. 17 for the game. 13 for Middlebury. They've got 5 this period. Face off to the right of Wisco once again. It is going to be Powers against Wyatt. Won by Powers, dumped into the Wesleyan zone, but here they come, the Cardinals. Levine bringing it in. He has got Tyler Wyatt. Shot save Wisco into the far side corner. Back to the point. The right side, Malinowski. Can't get it through as the Panthers' Zach Shapiro stepped in front. Nice job stopping any penetration there. Up and out. And it comes back into the Wesleyan zone in the left corner. Owen Powers getting it to Shapiro. Shapiro looking to get it to Bentley at the point. Shapiro still with it, sending it all the way around. Heinrichs racing on the puck, and he loses it to Wyatt. Wyatt is able to get it out, but only into neutral ice, where Connor Breen has it over to Matt Danner. Danner with a shot from the left circle that Sestak blockers into the corner. It's still bouncing around. Danny Tai has it along the near side wall, and it comes out. Breen with it, waiting for his teammates to get onside. He dumps it back in. Sestak out to play it. And it is cleared. And for the Cardinals, not a bad idea icing that puck. Some sustained pressure there by the Panthers. 9:05 left to go, second period. 1-0 Wesleyan. This faceoff will come to the left of the Cardinals' junior goaltender, Tim Sestak, who has made 14 stops tonight. They've just changed it now. It'll be on the right side. So it is going to be Walker Harris taking the faceoff against Danny Tai. Won by Harris, but knocked back in by Tai. Comes around the boards and all the way out again. And the Panthers' Connor Breen racing back, but that whistle indicates an icing. And so we will do that again. 8:45 left to play second period, 1-0 Wesleyan. Looks like Tyler Levine will be taking this faceoff against Owen Powers. Correction, it is Tyler Wyatt against Owen Powers. Won by Wyatt, back behind his netminder Sestak. In the near side corner, the left corner. Comes back out in front. Pastor with a shot that is sent out by the Cardinals defense. And we have yet another icing. So that faceoff will come back down into the Cardinals' defensive zone. 8:25 left to play. Period 2, 1-0 Wesleyan. Michael Fahey will take this faceoff for the Panthers against Tyler. I believe this is Tyler Wyatt. And it is. One by Fahey, back to the point. A shot that does not get through. Another shot that does get through, saved by Sestak. And it's sent back along the boards, and it comes out where it is driven back in by Cage. And off a Cardinal stick into the netting. And so we will have yet another faceoff. Okay, so a change there. They have now indicated it is outside. Matt Danner will be taking the faceoff against Cam Parietz. One by Danner, back to Pastor, over to Cage. Cage dumping it in. And Drew Pitcher for the Cardinals trying to get it out, but he's not able to do that as the Middlebury bringing some forechecking pressure there. The puck now behind the net, taken out by Danner. Looking to get it to Jocelyn in the far side corner. Back to Danner. Danner walled by Yablong. Parietz has it for the Cardinals, and he sends it around over to Tyler Cobrin. Bounces out of the zone. Pastor with the puck for Middlebury. Yablong takes it from him and sends it back into the Middlebury defensive zone. 7:20 left to play second period. 1-0 Wesleyan. Driven back in as Wisco comes out to stop that from going around. Jimmy McKee has it as the Panthers get set up. And up and out into neutral ice, where it is taken by Zandy. Zandy has it along the boards. He's got teammate Jordan Rose with him. Into the Middlebury zone. It is McKee over to Breen. Excuse me, McKee over to Allen. And here comes Wesleyan. Veneer for the Cardinals. Loses it to Babcock. Babcock for the Cardinals in the right corner. Going back to the point, centering it to Sorabella. Broken up by Pacini, and here come the Panthers. Panthers are offsides. And so we'll have a whistle and another faceoff. 6:18 left to play, second period, 1-0 Wesleyan. The only scoring of this period, an even strength goal at 1:36. Spencer Fox's first of the year from Tyler Wyatt and Tyler Levine, giving Wesleyan a 1-0 lead. Danny Ty taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Walker Harris. One by Ty, and he sends it back to Alex Heinrichs, who drives it in. Taken by Vincent Lima, who brings it out. He's got Espinosa and Harris with him. Now in the right corner, taken by Shapiro. Sent back around. And out of the zone, and it comes back this time. The Panthers have iced the puck. 5:44 left to play, second period, 1-0 Wesleyan. This faceoff will come back into the Middlebury Panthers defensive zone. To the right of goaltender Adam Wisco, who's faced 18 shots and made 17 saves. It's going to be Wyatt taking the faceoff against Ty. Won by Ty, and he goes back to Heinrichs, who is able to get it out, but it comes into the Wesleyan zone, brought back in by Fox. Fox by the left circle, a shot blocked by the Panthers' defense. And here they come the other way. It is Fahey with Breen pinching up and Shapiro as the Panthers are changing, which is the reason for Breen being up instead of being on the blue line. Fahey with a shot, or with a pass rather, to Bentley, who sends a shot that goes wide. Taken by Wyatt, who circles back into his defensive zone. to Yablong. A long pass over to Fox. Fox over to Wyatt, who is between the circles, broken up by Bentley. And a pass from Breen to Fahey, who dumps it in as the Panthers try to change here. But a racing Vincent Lima takes it away, and he scores. Panthers trying to change there. A turnover. Vincent Lima stole the puck in on Wisco, and he scores. It is 2-0 Wesleyan. 15:25 of period two. The Cardinals have doubled their lead. The Panthers trying to get a change there and not able to, and Lima swooping in, taking the puck, making a nice move and beating Wisco 5-hole, 2-0 Wesleyan. We'll get the official call in a second, but that goal is 15:25 of the second period. Jocelyn taking the faceoff of the Panthers against Harris, and Harris winning it back into their zone. So that goal is going to be Vincent Lima, the assistant number 7, Chad Malinowski. And the goal coming at 15:25 of the second period. So this faceoff to the left of Sestak. And it is going to be Harris and Danner. Danner for the Panthers, Harris for Wesleyan. And it is won by Danner. It's being held along the left side boards. As we're down to 4 minutes left to play in the second period. Danner with it behind Sestak around. Gets it to Allen, who has it along the boards. Still being held along the boards as Sorabella comes together with Allen. Danner bringing it in now, taken away by Chris White. And driven back in by Allen. Taken by Babcock, who skates over the red line. He's got Hunter Veneer. And a shot, and they score! That happened so fast, I didn't even see that. Wow. Bringing it right into the Middlebury defensive zone. And that quickly, it's 3-0 Wesleyan. That goal coming at 16:42 of period two. It's 3-0 Wesleyan. An even strength goal. Luke Babcock taking the puck away and bringing that in and scoring, making it 3-0 Middlebury. And we have a goaltending change. And the puck coming into the Panthers zone here. We'll get you all these changes in just a moment. Brian Ketchabaugh now in net for the Panthers. Parise getting a shot now off for the Cardinals, or getting a pass off rather to Tyler Coburn, who took a shot. Ketchabaugh making the save. 2:49 left to play, second period, 3-0 Wesleyan. That goal coming at 16:42 of the period for Babcock. That is unassisted. All right, the faceoff to the right of Ketchabaugh. It is going to be Fahey against Wyatt. The puck driven back in to the Middlebury zone, taken by McKee. McKee on the right corner. He will leave it for Bentley. And the puck all the way down, and they will call that icing. 2:13 left to play in a second period that has gotten away from Middlebury. It was scoreless after the first 20, but this period, Wesleyan has been on the gas pedal, scoring 3 goals, all even strength. to give them a 3-0 lead. It is going to be Tyler Wyatt taking the faceoff against Michael Fahey. And it is won by Fahey, who is now circling around in neutral ice. Sends a pass to Kamil Tkachuk. Tkachuk loses it to Yablong. It's taken back by Middlebury, though, as they try to center it. That was Fahey trying to get it back to Pastor at the point. Pastor driving it back in. It goes around into the right corner now. Yablong holding it up along the boards. He goes down. And it is Tyler Wyatt trying to get it out. He is not able to. It is Spencer Cage and Mitch Allen on defense. A shot by Pastor from the left point. As we're down to a minute left to go in period two. Jocelyn now in the right corner. He goes down. The puck under him. They're able to get it out. And Danner in the right corner trying to get the puck back to Allen, who is at the point with Cage. Puck bouncing around. A nice job by the Panthers. Danner trying to center it. Some hard work by Matt Danner on that shift as we're down to 30 seconds left. In period two, Drew Pitcher along the boards loses the puck to Danny Tye. Tye still with it. Back to Allen, who's able to keep it in. Back to Powers. Back to Allen. Over to Jocelyn, trying to center it. Broken up by Wesleyan. And here comes Levine. Levine has got Fox with him. And Wyatt. And a pass up to Zach Shapiro. It is broken up by Harris. Harris over the red line. And he looks to dump it in. And that will do it for period two. After 40 minutes of play, it is 3-0 Wesleyan. When we come back, we will recap period number two. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Spurrier Snyder Rink in Middletown, Connecticut, on the campus of Wesleyan University. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is the Middlebury Panther Hockey Intermission Report. Bruce Zeman with you. Scoreless after the first 20 minutes of play. But in that second period, the Wesleyan University Cardinals really putting their foot on the gas and scoring three goals and eventually chasing starting goaltender Adam Wisko for the Panthers. Goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh now in net for the Panthers, at least at the end of the second period. Again, scoreless after the first 20, but then it was at 1:36 of period two that the Cardinals' Spencer Fox got the Cardinals on the board. Lee trying to get it out, not able to do so. Levine with it for Wesleyan. Still with it, centering it in front. Shot, save. Wisko, and they score. Off the rebound. Wesleyan banging it home. And it is 1-0 Cardinals. That goal at 1:36 of the second period, an even strength goal, giving Wesleyan the lead. And on that play, Tyler Levine and Tyler Wyatt, Fox's line mates, doing a nice job getting the puck up and out quickly, and Fox banging home that goal, his second of the year, and it made it 1-0 Wesleyan. And then 15:25 of period two, it was the Cardinals' Vincent Lima giving the Cardinals a 2-0 lead. And a pass from Breen to Fahey, who dumps it in as the Panthers try to change here, but a racing Vincent Lima takes it away and he scores. Panthers trying to change there, a turnover. Vincent Lima stole the puck in on Wisko and he scores. It is 2-0 Wesleyan. Vincent Lima, Johnny on the spot there, getting his third goal of the season. The Panthers had been out there a while, they were trying to change, and Lima just swooped in right off the bench, stole the puck, and beat goaltender Adam Wisko. It was an unassisted goal coming at 15:25 of period two, making it 2-0 Wesleyan. And then just over a minute later, about a minute 17 later, the Cardinals' Luke Babcock made it 3-0 Wesleyan. Taken by Babcock, who skates over the red line. He's got Hunter Veneer, and a shot, and they score! That happened so fast, I didn't even see that. Wow. Bringing it right into the Middlebury defensive zone. And that quickly, it's 3-0 Wesleyan. Babcock bringing that over the blue line and letting a wrist shot go quickly. That eluded Wisko and adding to the Cardinal lead. That goal was also unassisted. And for Babcock, that is his first of the season. Unassisted coming at 16:42, making it 3-0 Wesleyan. And at that point, chasing goaltender Adam Wisko and goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh coming in and taking over the net minding duties, at least for the end of the second period. And so at the end of 40 minutes of play, it is 3-0 Wesleyan. Shots on goal in that period, 13 for the Cardinals, 9 for the Panthers. So far, a 22 shots for Wesleyan, 17 for the Panthers. And after 40 minutes, it is 3-0 Wesleyan. When we come back, we will take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 3-0 Wesleyan at the end of 40 minutes. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Panther Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
There's always something new to discover at Village Gifts. Stop in and check out the latest toys, games, and jewelry, including Scruffaloves, Twisty Pets, Jumanji Game, and Squishmallows. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Spurrier Snyder Rink here on the campus of Wesleyan University, where after 40 minutes of play, the Wesleyan University Cardinals with a 3-0 lead, scoreless after the first 20 minutes, but in that period, three goals by the Cardinals as Spencer Fox lit the lamp, also Vincent Lima and Luke Babcock giving the Cardinals a 3-0 lead, and Adam Wisko, who started the game for the Panthers, replaced late in that period by goaltender Brian Ketchubaugh. Remains to be seen if Wisko will come back or Ketchubaugh will start the third period. I am inclined to think the latter, but for the Cardinals, really a terrific second period, and for Middlebury, not so much. Time right now to take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard, a bunch of other games that are going on this evening, and there are some that are completed. Earlier today, in a non-conference matchup, the UMass Boston Beacons beating the Tufts University Jumbos 3-1. A non-conference game that is going on, but we don't have a score yet. Conn College, the Camels taking on the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals. That game in Plattsburgh. Also non-conference. Some of the other action tonight with 37 seconds remaining in period number two. The Amherst Mammoths leading the Bowdoin Polar Bears 4-2. Colby and Hamilton are tied at 1 with 2:47 left to go in the second period. And the other game that is just getting underway in the start of the second period, just getting underway, the Trinity College Bantams leading Williams 1-0. And so, after 40 minutes of play for the Panthers to win this game, they're going to have to put the offense in high gear in the third period and see if they could get something going. 3-0 Wesleyan after 40 minutes. When we come back, we will preview third period action. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
In between periods 2 and 3 from the Spurrier Snyder Rink here on the campus of Wesleyan University, you're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK. It is the Panther Hockey Intermission Report. Just about 20 seconds away from the start of period 3. Scoreless after the first period. And in that period number 2, though, the Cardinals putting 3 goals on the board. Spencer Fox, Vincent Lima, and Luke Babcock all hitting the twine, giving the Cardinals a 3-0 lead. We're just about ready to go this period. The Panthers will be skating from left to right. The Cardinals from right to left. It is going to be Mitch Allen taking the faceoff against Walker Harris. Won by Allen. Back to Cage, who dumps it in. Zandi in the far corner for the Cardinals. Sends it up off the boards to Vincent Lima. Lima behind the net to Harris, trying to center it. Broken up by Cage. Up off the boards and still not out. Pastor trying to get it out. Driven back in by Harris. And it bounces into neutral ice and then over the boards. And so we will have a whistle. 19-18 left to play third period. 3-0 Wesleyan. Brian Ketchabaugh starting this third period for the Panthers in relief of Adam Wisco. The faceoff just outside the Middlebury zone. It is going to be Tyler Wyatt taking the faceoff against Michael Fahey. The puck bouncing around the Middlebury defensive zone. It is taken by Fahey. Over to Tkachuk. And Connor Breen trying to get it out, but instead he skied it off of one of the metal support beams. So we'll have a faceoff deep in the Middlebury zone. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh seeing some action. It is going to be Danny Tye taking the faceoff against Tyler Wyatt, winning the faceoff. The puck going back behind Ketchabaugh along the boards to Heinrichs. Heinrichs to Tkachuk, over to Fahey. Fahey bringing in, racing along the left side, centering it. And a shot and a score. What a great goal by Kamil Tkachuk. A backhand beating Sestak, and the Panthers are on the board. Kamil Tkachuk, Michael Fahey, and Alex Heinrichs working hard there, getting the puck to Tkachuk, who backhands it past Sestak, and the Panthers are on the board. That's going to be an even-strength goal coming at 1:23 of period three. And the Panthers get on the board. All right, the face-off at center ice. Jocelyn taking it for the Panthers. So the puck bouncing around the Middlebury defensive zone here. And puck stolen by Jordan Rose. And Rose with a shot, and he scores! Jordan Rose taking the puck and scoring. I believe it's Rose. We'll wait to get the official call there. Talk about answering quickly. The Panthers scored at 1:23 of the period. And the Cardinals answer at 1:59, regaining the three-goal lead. And the Panthers' goaltender is down on one knee. Hopefully he's okay. Looks like he is, which is a good thing. So let's recap this for you here. The Panthers' goal, Kamil Tkachuk, assisted by Michael Fahey and Connor Breen. And the Cardinals goal, Tyler Cobrin assisted by Jordan Rose. So it must have been that Cobrin was able to get a stick on that. But for the Panthers, Brian Ketchibaugh has come out of the game and Adam Wisko is back in the game. So hopefully Brian is okay. The faceoff at center ice, it is going to be we'll get this face-off for you as soon as we can. Owen Powers taking the face-off against Tyler Wyatt. The Panthers bringing it back in. Mitch Allen at the point, a shot that goes wide. It's taken by Hunter Vanier. Spencer Cage down the far side corner. Sent around by Yablong. Back to the point. Allen does a nice job keeping it in. Yablong again trying to get it out, and it's taken this time by Zach Shapiro, who races into the near side corner as the puck squirts loose. And here comes Walker Harris sending it back all the way down. And we have a whistle as the Cardinals have iced the puck. 16:55 left to play, third period, 4-1 Wesleyan. Kamil Tkachuk getting the Panthers on the board at 1:23. Michael Fahey and Connor Breen assisting on that goal. But then, less than 36 seconds later, the Cardinals regaining the three-goal lead as Tyler Cobrin scores. The assist to number 24, Jordan Rose. That goal at 1:59 of period three. This face-off in the Panthers' defensive zone. Danny Tye taking it against Harris. Won by Harris, and it squirts back to Danner, who sends it in. And here come the Cardinals. A long pass by Zandi, broken up by Capello for the Panthers. Tkachuk gives it to Fahey. Brings it in the zone. And the Cardinals sky it back out as we're down to 15:55 left to play in period three. The Panthers, Jimmy McKee sending it up and in. Tkachuk drives it in. It is taken by Spencer Fox, who has a goal tonight for the Cardinals. Fox along the boards. He backhands it in. And it's held along the near side boards by McKee. He will send it around, and it's kept in the neutral zone by the Cardinals. Sent over to Wyatt. Wyatt at the circle. He will drop it to Levine. A shot. That one did not miss by much. It comes all the way around, and here come the Panthers. 3-on-3. It is Fahey trying to center it in front. Back to the point. A shot by Cage. That one is blocked. Yablong with it for the Cardinals, and here they come. Kyler Levine bringing it in. Taken by Allen. Allen skating up right in front of the Middlebury bench. He'll send a long pass over to Pacini. Pacini in the right corner, leaving it for Parsons. The Panthers really juggling their lines here. And the puck comes out. It is taken by Jordan Rose. Rose hits the ice. Taken by the Panthers. And Charlie Parsons dumped it in. The Cardinals' Sean Ross with the puck now. Gets that from Drew Pitcher. Here comes Ross. He skies it in. Taken back by Pastor, who is racing. The puck bounces out. Taken by Ross again, and he loses it as it comes into neutral ice. The puck right in front of the Wesleyan bench and comes into the Cardinals' zone. Tyler Cobrin, one of the goal scorers tonight for Wesleyan. With it, he sends it around. Dan Sorabella, the fourth line center for Wesleyan, sending it in. 1-on-3 as the Cardinals change. Connor Breen behind goaltender Adam Wisko, who is back in the game. A pass to Owen Powers. Powers looking for Heinrichs. Can't get a handle on that. It's back to Breen. Back to Heinrichs. Heinrichs has it. Neutral ice broken up by the Cardinals. And a lot of play neutral ice here right in front of the grandstand here. Sent back in by Sorabella. Back behind Wisko. A lot of back and forth, east to west play here as it comes back to the point where Quincy Gregg drives it back in. Down to 13 minutes in period 3, 4-1 Wesleyan. Long pass from Danny Tye, who will send it in. No icing as Cole Jocelyn got there first. Breen pinching in, sends it into the left corner. And it is taken by Wyatt. Here comes Capello. Capello looking for Danner. Danner has it. Getting it to Jocelyn. Jocelyn with a shot saved by Sestak. A nice play by Cole Jocelyn, getting the puck to the front of the net and getting a shot off. 12:29 left to play, period 3. It is 4-1 Wesleyan. 6 shots on goal this period for the Cardinals. And 1-2. Now for the Panthers. This face-off to the left of Sestak. It's Fahey. And Harris, won by Harris, and here they come. It's Lima, Harris, and Espinoza. With Sean Ross. And Matthew Zandi on the blue line for the Cardinals. Taken by Ross on the right side, skating up over the blue line. Now over the red line. Sends a long pass to Lima, who brings it in the right corner. Lima stopping on a dime over to Harris. Harris with a drive and a save by Wisko, and he will hold on. 11:46 left to go. Third period, 4-1 Wesleyan. Scoreless after the first period of play. And in the second period, the Cardinals hitting the gas pedal, scoring 3 goals. Spencer Fox, Vincent Lima, and Luke Babcock lighting the lamp for Wesleyan. And in this period, the Panthers' Kamil Tkachuk getting on the board at 1:23. But right after that, it was the Cardinals' Tyler Cobrin helping the Cardinals regain the 3-goal lead. The face-off to the right of Wisko. It is going to be very, very difficult to see the numbers from where we are. And again, I apologize for that. Tyler Wyatt against Mitch Allen, won by Wyatt. The puck goes around the boards to Levine. He'll get it back to the point. It is White over to Malinowski. Malinowski with a drive that goes a bit wide back to White. The left point, he will dump it in. It is in the left corner. The line of Fox, Wyatt, Levine out there for the Cardinals. It comes in front, broken up by Cage, and here comes Middlebury. Cage over the red line, over the blue line. The Panthers in the zone. Powers with the shot. Saves Sestak. It's loose in front. And it's back in the left corner, back to the point. Over to Cage, who will dump it into the corner. Ty had been at the left point. He had gotten a pass to Cage, who got a shot off. Owen Powers with the puck now along the boards on the right side. Powers looking for Shapiro as we hit 10:20 in the third period. 4-1 Wesleyan. It's taken by Pitcher. Skied off the boards. And here comes Levine. Levine stopping on a dime. 1-on-3. He's got Parise in front of Wisco, broken up by the Panthers' defense. Centers in front. I believe that's Yablong, broken up by the Panthers. And here they come. Fahey over the red line. He's got Breen with him, along with Tkachuk. Shot, save, Sestak. Puck now in the left corner. Comes off the boards. It is taken by Zandi and out into neutral ice. Breen trying to send it back in to Yablong. He's got Yablong with Zandi, and here come the Cardinals racing into the zone. It is Cobrin. Sends it all the way around as the Cardinals are able to keep it in. A nice play by Zandi to do that. Comes back behind the net now in the left corner. Back to Zandi, who sends it back in again. Capello racing to get it behind Wisco for the Panthers off the boards and up and out. Ross not able to keep it in, so the Panthers will be able to reset things behind goaltender Adam Wisco. 9 minutes left to go, third period. The Panthers trail by 3. It's 4-1. Long pass from Capello to Parsons. A shot, blocker saved by Sestak. Comes back out of the zone, and from neutral ice, the Panthers' Brett Pastor sends a shot that goes off the official into the bench, and so we will have a face-off. This face-off right in front of the Wesleyan bench, as the Wesleyan coach Chris Potter talking to his troops. The face-off is going to feature Dan Sorabella against Jocelyn. Won by Jocelyn, and the Panthers not able to keep it in, though. Comes back over to Allen. Allen drives it in and around. Malinowski in the right, in the left corner for Wesleyan. Malinowski still with it. Gets it over to Babcock. And it is skied by Sorabella into the Panthers' defensive zone, where they're able to get it out. It's in neutral ice now, taken by Babcock. Here he comes. Nice play by Allen to break that play up. Sends it around. Puck is in the feet of the official, Brett Pastor, trying to get it out. He's competing with the official and Luke Babcock. The Panthers, Jocelyn, not able to get it out. A nice play by Harris to keep it in. Cage in the right corner, able to get a long pass over to a streaking Danner. Danner 1-on-4. A shot saved by Sestak. And it is sent by Yablong off the boards and out. Jimmy McKee driving it in as the Panthers get a partial change. Sestak out to play it. He leaves it for Yablong. A long pass to Harris. Harris between the circles, broken up by Powers. As the Cardinals are offsides, Powers with a long pass to McKee. That one is taken by Ross. And he loses that to Capello. Here comes Lima. Lima with a long pass to Espinoza, saved by Wisco. And here come the Panthers. Oh, Capello racing up through center ice, looking for Bentley, broken up by Lima. Lima from the left circle, shot that was off the post into the netting, and we'll get a whistle. 6:54 left to play, third period, 4-1 Wesleyan. 30 shots on goal for the Cardinals, 23 for the Panthers. This faceoff to the right of Wisco. Danny Tye taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Walker Harris. Won by Harris, but it is taken away by Fahey, who races into the zone in the right circle. The puck bouncing around, taken by Wyatt. Wyatt is met by Powers. Malinowski sends the puck out and off the boards. A long pass to Fox as the puck comes in. Wisco out to play it. He sends it around to Heinrichs. Heinrichs loses the puck to Fox. He centers it. It's loose in front. And Wisco able to poke check that to Heinrichs. Heinrichs with Fahey and Tkachuk. Although the Panthers are changing here. Heinrichs circling. He's walled by Yablong. Now it's in the right corner. Pacini in the left corner for Middlebury. He's walled by Yablong. Yablong is able to get it over to Wyatt. And the puck bouncing around in the neutral zone. Cage with it for Middlebury over the blue line. A shot saved by Sestak. And one of the Panthers running over goaltender Tim Sestak. And understandably, the Cardinals are not too happy about that. We'll see if anything comes out of this. 5:51 left to play, third period. It's 4-1 Wesleyan. And fortunately, it looks like the goaltender is okay. Looked like the Panther player, and again, it's very, very difficult to see the numbers from where I am. But he tried to stop, and he was just pushed. And so there's only been two penalties in this game. Middlebury and Wesleyan both 0-for-1 on the power play. Both of the penalties, slashing calls back in the first period. So this face-off to the right of goaltender Tim Sestak. It is going to be Cole Jocelyn. Against Cam Parise. And it is won by Parise, who sends it off the boards. And it is up and out. And we have a whistle, so that will come back into the Wesleyan zone. It's to the left of goaltender Sestak. Parise again taking the faceoff, this time against Capello. Won by Parise back, where it is grabbed by Zandi around the boards. It comes into neutral ice, and it is sent back in as Jocelyn gets a handle on it and drives it in. He's got Danner chasing behind Sestak. Danner is harassing Ross, who is trying to bring it out. Ross content to just dump it as McKee is able to take it. He was looking for Danner. The puck in neutral ice. Here it is. Jocelyn has it. Jocelyn has got Bentley with him. A shot that goes wide. Danner is the other forward for the Panthers. Jocelyn to Bentley. Bentley back behind the net in the left corner. Sends it back to Jocelyn. Jocelyn needs to center it. Oh, and he was looking to get it to Heinrichs, who was manning the point. And it was a hot pass, bounced over his stick. It goes all the way back down, and Wisco will leave it for Connor Breen as we're down to 4:35 left to play in period three. The Panthers sending the puck into neutral ice. Taken by Pitcher. Pitcher loses it to Shapiro. Shapiro was looking for Powers to center it. Broken up. A pass by Heinrichs. A pass by Powers to Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets a shot off. Saved by Sestak. The rebound comes to Shapiro. And Pitcher for the Cardinals is content to send that down. Ending the threat. Connor Breen for the Panthers. Sending a long pass up to Powers. Powers dropping it to Tye. Shot saved by Sestak. A good shot there by Danny Tye. who took it from the top of the left circle. Sestak flashing in the leather there. And stopping shot number 27 of the Panthers. This faceoff to the right of Sestak. Fahey for Middlebury against Harris for the Cardinals. Down 4 minutes to go in the third period. Harris wins the faceoff and he gloves it back to Ross. He loses it to Danner. Backhand shot by Allen. Saved by Sestak. Back to Danner at the point. Over to Allen. Shot by Fahey, who did not get a lot of wood on that, or composite, whatever you want to call it. Not a great shot, but a shot from along the boards. Sestak saves and saved. And some of the players coming together after that. Sean Ross coming together with the Panthers captain, Camille Tkachuk. .339 left to play third period. Capello taking the faceoff against Wyatt, chased out of the faceoff circle for the Cardinals. Being replaced by Lima. Back to the point, a shot by Bentley. Sestak made the save with Shapiro all over him. And I'll say this, the one thing the Panthers have done the last couple of minutes is make Mr. Sestak's life a little bit more uncomfortable than I'm sure he would like. A lot of traffic in front. He's gotten bumped. He's gotten knocked down. Let's see if they can make anything come of this. 3:35 left to play third period. 4-1 Wesleyan. Capello taking the faceoff. As both Capello and... Wyatt is allowed to remain. And a shot off the faceoff is partially blocked and kept in the zone. Capello with it, getting it to Jocelyn. Jocelyn walled by Harris. Puck in the corner. Powers trying to get it from Malinowski, but Malinowski is able to get it up to Wyatt, who will send it into the neutralized area. The Panthers minus their goaltender, so they've got an extra attacker right now. 6-on-5. The puck behind goaltender Sestak. Back to a pass back to the point. And Owen Powers trying to get it out, and instead it comes to Walker Harris, who buries the empty net goal. And that makes it 5-1 in favor of the Cardinals. That goal will be a 17-11 of period three. And Walker Harris, we'll see if there is an assist on that. All right, the face-off at center. And it is going to be Walker Harris against Jocelyn. Harris drives it in. And the puck along the boards now as we're down to 2:25 left to play in the third period. Walker Harris getting that goal. It is unassisted at 17-11. The face-off just inside the Middlebury zone. It is Fahey against Espinoza. And as we had a shot come in on Sestak, we have a hooking call, I believe. Yeah, 1:56 left to play in the third period. 5-1 Wesleyan. So it is a 2-minute minor for hooking to Luke Babcock. Panthers on their second power play of the game. They're 0-1. Powers the faceoff to the right of Sestak. Owen Power. Okay, a correction. They have changed the call. It was originally hooking. Now it's too many men. So the faceoff, Owen Powers taking this against Camperitz. And it is won by Powers, and there's a shot that goes up and around, all the way around, as we're down to 1:20 left to play in the period. Puck being sent up by McKee, being brought in by Jocelyn. Jocelyn to Powers, who sends it around the net, leaving it for Allen. And an enormous collision there between Zandy and Powers. Fortunately, both players are okay. Owen Powers going around the net, getting it to Jocelyn. His shot, it's loose in front. Shapiro has it. Back to Allen. Allen with a drive, and it is saved by Shapiro. And we have a whistle here. 49 seconds left to play in the third period. 5-1 Wesleyan. So the faceoff just outside the Wesleyan zone. They're going to say that there was a player in the crease, which is why it came back outside. Middlebury bringing it in. Jimmy McKee with a wrist shot blocked by Levine. Taken again by Tkachuk. Tkachuk dancing with it, bringing it in the left circle. It is Fahey with it, leaving it for Tkachuk. Shot save Sestak. Rebound comes to the left point where McKee has it. Sends a wrist shot in. That one is blocked by Pitcher and taken by Levine. Levine brings it in. Broken up by Tkachuk. Levine has it. Shot save Wisco. And that'll do it. 5-1 the final from the Spurrier Snyder Rink. When we come back, we will recap the third period. The final score from the Spurrier Snyder Rink, the Wesleyan Cardinals 5, Middlebury College Panthers 1. We'll be back to talk about it after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Spurrier-Snyder Rink here on the campus of Wesleyan University, where the Cardinals have put on an offensive display tonight, beating the Middlebury College Panthers 5-1. It was scoreless after the first period. It was really an evenly matched period where the goalies played a pretty good period. And then in the second period, the Wesleyan Cardinals putting on an offensive clinic as they scored three goals, making it 3-0 at the end of the second period, at the end of 40 minutes. And then in the third period, things started well for the Panthers at 1:23 of the period. The Panthers captain, Kamil Tkachuk, finally getting the Panthers on the board. Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Tyler Wyatt, winning the faceoff. The puck going back behind Keshebaugh along the boards to Heinrichs. Heinrichs to Tkachuk, over to Fahey. Fahey bringing in, racing along the left side, centering it. And a shot and a score. What a great goal by Kamil Tkachuk, a backhand beating Sestak, and the Panthers are on the board. On that play, a great out pass by the Panthers up to Michael Fahey, who raced up the side. They broke into the zone on the left side, right in front of the Cardinals bench. He got the puck to Kamil Tkachuk, who faked left and then beat goaltender Tim Sestak with a backhand, and that made it 3-1. That goal coming at 1:23 of the third period, bringing the Panthers within two. But then only 26 seconds later, it was the Cardinals' number 21, Tyler Cobrin, helping the Cardinals regain that three-goal lead. And puck stolen by Jordan Rose. And Rose with a shot, and he scores! Jordan Rose taking the puck and scoring. I believe it's Rose. We'll wait to get the official call there. Talk about answering quickly. The Panthers scored at 1:23 of the period. And the Cardinals answer at 1:59, regaining the three-goal lead. Jordan Rose taking the shot deflected by Tyler Cobrin, making it 4-1. And there was an empty net goal that Wesleyan added later, rather. It was Walker Harris scoring an unassisted empty net goal at 17-11, making it 5-1. And that was the way things ended. In that period, believe it or not, Middlebury outshooting Wesleyan 18-15 and actually outshooting them for the game by a total of 35-34. But unfortunately for Middlebury, that is not the number that matters. It's the big numbers on the scoreboard, and the numbers on the scoreboard read 5-1 Wesleyan. Where is the way that this one ended? When we come back, we will give you the game's three scores as the Wesleyan University Cardinals have beaten the Middlebury College Panthers by a score of 5-1. You're listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
5-1 the final from the Spurrier Snyder Rink here on the campus of Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, where the Wesleyan University Cardinals have beaten the Middlebury College Panthers 5-1, a game that was scoreless at the end of the first period. And then in the second period, Wesleyan erupting for three goals, making it 3-0 at the end of two periods of play. And in the third period, although the Panthers got on the board at 1:23, Wesleyan adding two more goals, making the final in this one 5-1. And, you know, coming into this game, we knew that the Cardinals were a tough team. They're the number one team in the NESCAC right now. And based on the way they played tonight, we can certainly see why. They've got a very talented team, and the Cardinals coming away with a 5-1 win. Taking a look at the three stars in tonight's game, star number three from the Cardinals number 38 goaltender Tim Sestak. He stopped 34 of the 35 Middlebury shots. So he is our third star of the game tonight. Star number two, also from the Wesleyan Cardinals, number 27, Vincent Lima, the senior left wing, scored the second goal of the game, a big goal that made it 2-0 Wesleyan. I also thought he played very well and did a good job on faceoffs tonight. He took a couple of them and did very well. He's our second star of the game. And our number one star of the game, also from the Wesleyan University Cardinals, number 10, junior center Walker Harris, who added an empty net goal and also had an assist, played very well tonight. So he had 2 points. Walker Harris, our number one star, as the Wesleyan University Cardinals beat the Middlebury College Panthers 5-1. When we come back, we will take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL scoreboard. We'll look at the Panthers game tomorrow against Trinity and give you some final thoughts. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
5-1 the final from the Spurrier Center Rink on the campus of Wesleyan University. Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman with you during the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. And again, the Wesleyan University Cardinals coming to play tonight. Scoreless after the first period, 3-0 Wesleyan after the second period. And then at the end of the game, it was 5-1 in favor of the Cardinals. The Cardinals really coming out tonight playing a very, very strong game. Not that the Panthers played bad. It was just that the Wesleyan Cardinals came out tonight and really had their offense going on all cylinders. And so at the beginning of the year, when we started talking about the ebbs and flows of a season, we knew there were going to be some bumps, and hopefully for the Panthers, this is just one of those bumps. More on that in just a second. Time right now to take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard. A couple of non-conference games went on today. First, the UMass Boston Beacons beating the Tufts University Jumbos 3-1 early today. The other non-conference game that is in the third period, Plattsburgh State is ahead of Conn College 5-2. Now, in terms of NESCAC action, with 16 seconds left to go in the third period, Amherst all over Bowdoin 6-3. Hamilton leading Colby 4-1 with 3:42 left to go in the third period. And Trinity and Williams tied at 3 at the start of the third period. Taking one final look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. Number of games that are going on tonight. First, with 14:32 left to go in the third period, the Pittsburgh Penguins leading the Winnipeg Jets 3-0. Games that are underway right now, Nashville and Detroit tied at 2 in the second period. The Hurricanes leading the Blue Jackets 3-2 with a minute 48 left to go in the second period. Other games that are underway right now, the Stars leading the Capitals 1-0. The Rangers and Avalanche scoreless in the first period. The Devils and Coyotes scoreless in the first period in the late game. The Vegas Golden Knights getting ready to take on the Anaheim Ducks. That game at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So that game will happen later tonight. But from the Spurrier Snyder Rink here on the campus of Wesleyan University, the final score, it is 5-1 in favor of the Cardinals. The Panthers back in action tomorrow, taking on the Trinity College Bantams from the Keppel Community Sports Center in Hartford. That game at 4 o'clock, the pregame show at 3:30, right here on the One Credit Union Radio Network. And for the Panthers, they've got a bunch of hours to get some rest and just kind of refocus. They did not play bad tonight. It's just that they met a team that was firing on all cylinders. They scored a lot of goals. They went hard to the net. And it'll be an interesting decision for Coach Neil Sinclair to see who he puts in net tomorrow. Not that Adam Wisko played bad, but maybe a change in net just to do something to spark the team and see what happens. Again, it's a long season, the NESCAC season, a lot of games, and there are ebbs and flows, and hopefully for the Panthers tonight, just a bump in the road. They've played well so far this season, but they don't have much time. They've got to regather themselves and get ready to play tomorrow when they take on the Trinity College Bantams, a game that you will hear at 4 o'clock. The puck will drop at 4 o'clock. You'll hear the pregame show starting at 3:30 right here on WBTK. And so the final score, the Wesleyan University Cardinals 5, the Panthers 1. That will do it for us. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast. Again, we'll join you tomorrow at 3:30 for the pregame show. The puck drops at 4 o'clock. On behalf of our engineer, Jimmy Tai, who did his usual terrific job, I am Bruce Zeman. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast. We'll catch you again tomorrow. But again, you have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.